July 14th in Charlottesville. 3 days later, her car was found wrecked and abandoned in the park. Nicaraguan police placed under house arrest a seventh presidential contender today, meaning that almost all of those who could have challenged President Daniel Ortega in the November 7th elections have now been detained. Half a dozen other potential candidates have been arrested in a crackdown that began almost 2 months ago, and almost two dozen other journalists and opposition activists have also been detained. They say progress is being made on the largest fire in the nation, the Bootleg Fire in Oregon, but less than half of it's contained. This is SRN News.
Let me ask you, what does your perfect wedding day look like? I'll bet you've imagined it over and over again. The crisp spring air, the fresh grass giving way beneath you as you walk towards your future, surrounded by the people you love the most. So what's in the way of you believing it's possible for you to have it? Are you believing the lie that you are meant to be alone? Or maybe you don't know what a Christian romance should look like or where to find it. Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman, and I invite you to join me in my free Married in 12 Months Challenge, where you will discover your heart's desire of a loving marriage. In this challenge, I'll teach you why now's your time to find love. What are the lies that are holding you back? Why God wants you married, the biblical law of attraction, and the tools to become a bride. Don't wait any longer. Just sign up for my free Married in 12 Months 5-Day Challenge at lovestories.com, and you can start your journey to find that lasting, loving relationship now. Join me at lovestories.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Have you ever left your doctor's office really sick with your head hurting and your stomach hurting and gone to one of those chain pharmacy stores to be told that it's going to be a couple of hours before they can have your prescription ready and then suggest that you grab a buggy and shop? Grab a buggy and shop? Really? Who feels like shopping when you're sick? It seems to me like they're more interested in selling the overpriced stuff in the store than taking care of their pharmacy customers. Wouldn't you like to find a pharmacy that cares about you?
Folks, I know this sounds silly, but it happens all the time. This is James Jones with Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Greenville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and now in Phenix City. We're dedicated to the idea that quality pharmacy care means prompt prescriptions and the personal care and attention you deserve. We will normally have your prescription filled in 14 minutes or less. At our local hometown pharmacies, we like to think of ourselves as part of your health care team and not just a pill store. We are local folks and proud to serve the local areas. Come see us.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be locked in a very sauna-like weather situation for the next several days. Your chances of encountering one of those evening storms, not very good. Low temperature tonight, a very steamy 74. Then for tomorrow, another very hot day with a high temperature up to around 94. Heat index 100 to 105 easy. There'll be some widely scattered random hit-or-miss type storms around, but the chances of seeing one are relatively small. The big heat continues on Monday and Tuesday with heat indices near the 105 danger range and not many storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit, and kind of cool Blue Water Studios located high atop the glorious Budale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, they printed it on our trash cans. They wouldn't go to all that trouble if it weren't true, right? It's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it implicates. Yes, folks, it's time for Clearing the Air, and as always, I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be, called Morgellons disease. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's End of the American Republic special edition of Clearing the Air. Before we go any further, you need to understand my disclaimers. This is very, very important. Do not believe a single word you hear out of your radio from now until 10 o'clock. Not a single word, because you have to learn to do your own research, come to your own conclusions about what's really going on. Remember, something given to you is never going to be as valuable to you as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain. It's something my dad used to talk about, sweat equity. You know, when he would stick me on that Sears push mower to cut that half an acre of front yard when we lived in the middle of nowhere. Son, this is going to build your character. I'm like, oh, okay. It's also going to... never mind. Anyway, welcome, fellow Plandemians, to Clearing the Air. If you're a new listener, I highly advise you to go to the official WACV website, click on Insider, click on Podcast. You can go back and start listening to some of the older Clearing the Air shows. That's really the best way to get up to speed about what's going on, because there's 7 years' worth of programs out there. And I really can't think of a whole lot we have it covered, or I have it covered, during that 7 years. Okay, the way it works here is I do breaks every 15 minutes because that's what they require me to do. I have the longer 5-minute breaks at the top and bottom of the hour and the shorter 3-minute breaks, quarter after, quarter till. So just be cognizant of that should you call when we open the phones, which is going to be halfway point of the show, 8 o'clock. And for those of you who weren't really good at math, that's like halfway through is 8 o'clock, you know, never mind. Anyway, I want to thank all of you who called the station during the Happy Hour program yesterday. As you may or may not know, I was asked to fill in for Greg the Great on his Happy Hour program while he took a little afternoon off, and I'm glad he got some time off, and I hope he recuperated and just kind of refreshed, because even when you're on the surface of everything that's going on, this can really tax you if you stay in the subject matter. But when you've been down in the rabbit hole like I have been since 2009, it can really get to you if you don't have some way to compensate for all this stuff. And this show is what helps me get past all that, because I know things I really wish I didn't know, but you can't go back and know things. You can't unsee things. It's kind of how it works. But anyway, thank you for trusting me with your program, Greg. I really appreciate it. And I especially want to thank Miss Rosie, who saved my bacon yesterday. You know, I don't know how I could have done it without her, because it's totally different the way things are set up during the day than it is right now. I really don't know how Greg made it all those years without her. That's just a testament to his talent, but she's indispensable. That's what Miss Rosie is. She really is. All right. Now, I have what promises to be a very good dot-connecting program tonight, which, of course, fits right into the aim of this very program. That is to show you the big picture so that you will no longer offer implied consent to these Luciferian psychopaths, or as I call them, the powers that shouldn't be. The answer to all our problems is very simple. We stand up and we say no, because we outnumber these people billions to one. You have to understand that. They are going to keep going. They're going to cram this agenda down our throats unless we tell them to stop. Even if you don't agree with everything I say, at least be willing to listen to what I'm saying. And if I'm wrong, so what? You know, what's the harm? But if I'm right and you do what I'm telling you you need to do, we can save this country. Many people, myself included, have noticed the alarming similarities between what's going on right now in this great republic and what happened in the 30s Nazi Germany. That's not a coincidence, folks. Klaus Schwab, and that name should be very familiar to you, the one at the top of the globalist pyramid of power, well, someone's looked into his past, and he has a Nazi background. We're going to get into that a little later in the program, but something that just blows me away is you got to understand that this was planned a very, very long time ago. Now, how could that be? We humans, we struggle with planning something a week in advance. God forbid a year, but how could something like this be planned decades ago? And the answer's simple. Humans didn't plan it. This is Luciferian at its core, with the various secret societies assisting its own members to climb the ladder of power in all governments across the globe. And all of this is designed to ultimately lead us to this new world order, the one world control matrix, with the throne of Satan at the seat of power, elevated above the throne of the Most High, because that's what Satan's chosen to do, to be elevated above that of God. Now, none of this should be a surprise to anyone who is a professed Christian. If you read the Bible, it's all in there. All you have to do is read it. So it should not be a big surprise to anyone who's a Christian. It's there. All right, before we hit this first break, I need to thank Must Stop Cafe. They had beef tips this week. Great food. And none of the stuff I talk about am I paid for. I don't get free food. I get nothing. I don't get comped. I'm just telling you my experiences. Must Stop has the best vegetables, the best beef tips and rice I've ever had. We stopped there this week, the little short, mean woman, my mother, and I, and had lunch. It was great. I also want to thank Jack Ingram. The day that it rained so hard, I don't know, what, 3 days ago, I get in my car, and I lower the windows. I don't remember why I did. Oh, to let the heat out. And then when I go to let the windows up, my passenger window will not go up, so I had to take the car to Ingram. They have it. Thank you for taking care of my baby, Jack Ingram. I also want to thank, of course, Greg Budell for trusting me with Happy Hour. That's his baby, and I understand that. It would be very hard for me to relinquish the reins of control of this program to anyone, because it's my baby. I made it. So I know how he felt turning it over to me just for a day. I get that. Thank you, Greg. And, of course, I want to thank the boss, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world for 4 hours every Saturday night, and especially for trusting me with Greg's show for those 3 hours yesterday. Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it. All right, guys, we got to hit our first break. And ladies, of course. It's a 3-minute or short, and I'll be back. We're going to talk about Klaus Schwab and how his family assisted the Nazi party. Uh-huh. It's starting to add up, or it should be. Anyway, come back with me, won't you?
Second Chappie's Deli anniversary. Let's celebrate.
Jeff, aren't you just supposed to celebrate on 30 or 35?
Mike, didn't you just celebrate your 41st year and 21-day wedding anniversary?
Okay, but it's because I forgot for 3 weeks. You happy now?
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Work is a part of all of us. It's a winning spirit, a trade, or a passion to help others. Working drives us to push beyond what we thought was possible and allows us to be there for the things that really matter. We know that the world around us has changed, and that's why the Alabama Department of Labor is here to get you back to working hard.
We're committed to helping job creators fill their ranks with talented candidates, and we're passionate about helping those candidates find the right fit. Our programs offer on-the-job training where young workers can earn while they learn and prepare themselves for full-time employment.
Work is a part of all of us. Let us help you get back to it by visiting your local career center or alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Funding provided by the USDOL, ETA, and Federal WIOA, and Equal Opportunity Employer Program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request. Brought to you by this station and the Alabama Broadcasters Association.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air, and a shout-out to my buddy Nate, who's texting. I was texting to him on the break. I love Nate. Nate's a good guy. He really is. And thank you for your service, buddy. Miss you. You need to come to town sometime. Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, the guy who's the author of this great reset, or Ernst Stavro Blofeld. Remember him? Yeah, from the Bond movies, the perpetually scowling figure. Yeah, well, he's... They're basically, they look just alike to me. The fictitious villain and head of Spectre, Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, and Extortion from the Bonds movie. Well, interestingly enough, pictures of Klaus Schwab in a gray uniform holding a white cat, a la Spectre's Blofeld, they're starting to show up on the internet. But on a more serious note, in the bio, there seems to be little to nothing known about his family. There was a curious blank in the biography at the time from when he completed his degrees to suddenly where he's like the head dude on the world stage for the great financial reset. Well, if you go back to his father was Eugen. He was a manager for a Swiss-German company. Escher Weiss was the name of it, in Schwab's hometown, a little town in Germany called Ravensburg. Now, in the pre-war years of the 30s leading up to the German annexation of Poland, Ravensburg Escher Weiss family, now managed directly by Klaus Schwab's father, Eugen Schwab, continued to be the biggest employer in that town of Ravensburg. Not only was the factory a major employer in that town, but Hitler's own Nazi party awarded the Escher Weiss Ravensburg branch the title of, and I'm using 84 air quotes here, National Socialist Model Company, while Klaus Schwab's father, Eugen, was at the helm. Now, the Nazis were potentially wooing the Swiss company for cooperation in the coming war, and their advances were eventually reciprocated. Oh, I love it. I get to use the word reciprocity. Ravensburg was an anomaly in wartime Germany, as it was never targeted by any of the Allied airstrikes. The presence of the Red Cross and a rumored agreement with various companies, including Escher Weiss, saw the Allied forces publicly agree to not target the southern German town. It was not classified as a significant military target throughout the war, and for that reason, the town still maintains many of its original features. However, much darker things were afoot in Ravensburg once the war began. You see, Klaus's father, Eugen, continued to manage the National Socialist Model Company in Escher Weiss, and the Swiss company would aid the Nazi Wehrmacht produce significant weapons of war as well as more basic armaments. This company was a leader in large turbine technology for hydroelectric dams and power plants, but they also manufactured parts for the German fighter planes. Can you say ME-262? They were also intimately involved in much more sinister projects happening behind the scenes, which, if completed, could have changed the outcome of World War II. Now, from this point, the article traces how some of Escher Weiss's hydroturbine technology made it to the Nazi atom bomb project via the Norsk heavy water production plant in Norway. Now, we know all about that from the different movies and stuff, how the British came up with these barrel bombs that they bounced across the water. Yeah. We know all about that. But this is something we had not known. Now, of course, the heavy water was vital for the production of plutonium. Now, in the book Reich of the Black Sun, the German project, while it knew of the possibility of plutonium, also knew that its production could only be accomplished in a reactor, and that would be a long, possibly too long, to make it before the Allies won, and a very difficult project. So it concentrated on the less complicated project of uranium isotope separation and enrichment for a uranium fuel bomb. But in either case, heavy water could be used both as a neutron moderator in a reactor and, more importantly, as a source of deuterium fuel for a boosted fission bomb. And Klaus Schwab's father headed a firm in Ravensbrück with ties to that very project. Now, think about that. As such, Schwab's father was also allegedly involved in another infamous Nazi practice. See, back at the Escher Weiss factory in Ravensbrück, Eugen Wasch, Klaus Schwab's father, Eugen Schwab, had been busy putting forced laborers to work in his model Nazi factory. 3,600 forced laborers worked in Ravensburg at Escher Weiss. Now, according to the city archivist in Ravensburg, Andrea Schmutter, the Escher Weiss machine factory in Ravensburg employed between 198 and 203 civil workers and POWs during the war. Another historian says that Escher Weiss maintained a small special camp for forced laborers on the factory premises. The use of masses of forced laborers in Ravensburg made it necessary to set up one of the largest recorded Nazi forced labor camps in the workshop of a former carpenter's at Zedelgriedelstrasse 16 in Ravensburg. At one time, the camp in question accommodated 125 French prisoners of war who were later redistributed to other camps later in the war in 1942. The French workers were replaced by 150 Russian POWs who, it was rumored, were treated the worst of all. Well, it's no big secret that the Nazis and the Russians hated each other. If you look at the war crimes both sides committed when they broke into their respective territories, it's sickening. One such prisoner was a lady named Zina, whose work card and workbook are held by the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Her documents identify her as a non-Jewish forced laborer assigned to Ravensburg during 43 and 44. Now, of course, none of this means that Klaus Schwab is guilty of what his father did, but you have to understand the connections here. You have to understand that we're talking a family tree that was into the whole Nazi thing of concentration camps, forced labor, and of course you get into the depopulation efforts, you get into the so-called master race. This is the man who has taken it upon himself, and I guess supported by the other Luciferian psychopaths that have all the money, to decide our future. This man is the one telling us we can no longer have fossil fuels. This is the man telling us we can't eat red meat. This is the man telling us we have to go all electric and this. This is the man who says we will not own anything, but we will be allowed to have things and rent things and lease things, and we'll be happy about it. And his daddy was a hardened Nazi. I'll take it one step further. I submit to you the way the Nazis got their tentacles into our former of, by, and for the people government was through Project Paperclip. When the agency and the other spy agencies brought over all these hardened Nazis, and I submit they took over the intel agencies, changed the whole mindset, which is why suddenly the agency seems to be more of a rogue agency, an anti-American agency, an agency that wants to track down patriots, real patriots of America. That should scare the bejesus out of everybody who's listening to me right now. But, you know, let me explain something to you. You can't close down to this. You can't turn the radio off and go, well, I won't worry about it and it won't be a problem. It's going to be a problem unless we acknowledge it and stop it. And before you can stop anything, you have to know it exists. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you to understand what's going on behind the scenes. And I'm going to tell you something right here that most of you are not going to believe, but I swear to you it's the truth. The Nazis did not lose World War II. The German people, the German country lost World War II. The Nazis didn't lose it. The Nazis were relocated to South America and then on to Antarctica, where they have bases. Oh, yeah, they threw a few of the lower ones under the bus. And, of course, you have a few of that were tracked down across the world. But that's just a mere pittance compared to the command structure of Nazi Germany. What we're seeing here in America right now is not the Fourth Reich, but they are using the Nazi playbook. 9/11 was our version of the Reichstag fire. Nothing about 9/11 that you have read that was the official story is true. That's all bull. It's impossible. It could not have happened that way. That's all rubbish. They are turning America, well, they're destroying America, but they're using the Nazi tactics to do so. You know, this Nancy Pelosi wanting to move all the Capitol Police all throughout, that's basically brown shirts, the Gestapo. Just like in Germany when they encouraged the citizens, if you see one of your neighbors doing something that's against the Nazi policy, let us know, you know, say something. Same thing going on here right now. It's despicable, and it makes me sick to watch this happen in my country. But I don't understand why people won't wake up and see what's going on so we can try to stop it. I don't get it. Let's see if there's anything else into this story that you probably should hear. Well, Escher Weiss began secretly procuring and building key parts for nuclear weapons during the 60s. The company, while Schwab was on the board, also began playing a critical key role in the development of South Africa's illegal nuclear weapons program during the darkest years of the apartheid regime. So let's see, he was tied in with Nazis and he was tied in with the apartheid movement. Great. Klaus Schwab was a leading figure in the founding of a company culture which helped Pretoria build six nuclear weapons and partially assemble a seventh. This now ratchets up the suspicion meter considerably when placed in the context of what else is known about the South African project. In 73, the New York Times Book Division published a book titled The Nuclear Axis, The Secret Collaboration Between West Germany and South Africa, a title which says it all, well, almost all. The authors detail how a Luftwaffe general found himself a holdover from World War II and several German firms were involved in aiding South Africa to acquire and the atomic bomb, which, of course, according to many's opinion, it did acquire. It was a very tidy arrangement. In exchange for South African uranium, Germany would supply the technology to enrich it and then engineer it and turn it into a bomb. South Africa became the front behind which post-war Germany acquired nuclear weapons technology, for the South African bomb was, in effect, a German one. Oh boy, here we go. It gets better. And an Israeli one, because the third partner in this picture was Israel itself, lending technical assistance as well in return for a steady supply of uranium from South Africa. If that doesn't get your attention, I don't think I can tonight. 5-minute break. Come back.
Q100. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. So far this year, over 3,900 homes have sold and closed, which is over 600 homes closing every month. The average sales price was over $221,000. Many home buyers were in the first home homebuyer price range, which means that first home homebuyers are out in force, and that is a good thing for buyers, sellers, and the economy. Our supply of homes is very low, and this generates multiple offers and offers above asking price, which is good news for sellers. Recently, some of our landlords have chosen to sell, and we've received acceptable offers in hours versus days. Our company is growing as a result of our market. We are looking for new agents and a bookkeeper to keep up with our growing sales, listings, and property management clients. For all the updated information, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We're not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, co-workers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about 6 other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be locked in a very sauna-like weather situation for the next several days. Your chances of encountering one of those evening storms, not very good. Low temperature tonight, a very steamy 74. Then for tomorrow, another very hot day with a high temperature up to around 94. Heat index 100 to 105 easy. There'll be some widely scattered random hit-or-miss type storms around, but the chances of seeing one are relatively small. The big heat continues on Monday and Tuesday with heat indices near the 105 danger range and not many storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Let me just kind of give you a summation of what I just read to you. In the case of Klaus Schwab, it appears that he has helped to launder relics of the Nazi era, i.e. its nuclear ambitions and, of course, its population control ambitions, so as to ensure the continuity of a deeper agenda. Now, while serving in a leadership capacity at Sulzer Escher Weiss, the company sought to aid the nuclear ambitions of the South African regime, then the most Nazi Arctic government in the world, preserving Escher Weiss's own Nazi-era legacy. Then, through the World Economic Forum, Schwab has helped to rehabilitate eugenics-influenced population control policies during the post-World War II era. And that's a time when the revelations of Nazi atrocities quickly brought the pseudoscience into great disrepute. Is there any reason to believe that Klaus Schwab, as he exists today, has changed in any way? Or is he still the public face of a decades-long effort to ensure the survival of a very old agenda? Well, this question I just asked should be asked about the real motivations behind the actions of Herr Schwab. It may be the most important question asked for the future of humanity. Is he trying to recreate the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or is he trying to recreate create the Fourth Reich? That's a very good question. You really have to wonder, folks, because I'm telling you, we are repeating what happened to World War II with the Nazis. They are back, they're here, they are among us, and they are controlling everything. It's sure what it seems like to me. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm usually not. This isn't the Fourth Reich. They're just using the Nazi playbook, as I repeat myself again. Good God, I've got so much stuff. I don't even know where to start. There's so much going on. Hang on. Let me just do some generic headlines here. This is wild. Some of this is. According to a survey from Rasmussen, 10% of the Democrats do not think the tapioca bowl of pudding was actually elected fairly. Now, while that number itself is not very high, it still speaks volumes that even 10% of Democrats have doubts about the 2020 presidential election. Okay, we've talked about the three presidents of nations, Haiti, Burundi, and the Congo, I think, have been killed. They were very much anti-vaccine presidents. Well, there's been an attempt on a fourth. Madagascar president, Andre Rolihina, has survived an assassination attempt, believe it or not. Yes, and of course, he's very much anti-vaccine. Because these people are good people. They are elected by their people. They are elected to take care of the people, and they're trying to do that. But by doing that, they are crossing the New World Order group of globalists who want them to do what they tell them to do, and they're going to kill them if they don't. As crazy as it sounds, that's exactly what's happening. Okay, Mike Adams. I'm not a huge fan of Mike Adams, but I do listen to what he says. You kind of take him with a grain of salt. He's kind of gone out there from time to time. So when he's reeled in, he's good. But when he's not, But here he says the tide is turning. There's 50 steps for survival and victory against the evil ones who are trying to take everything over. Here's 50 items for survival and victory. You need rural land in red county, red state, preferably not at sea level. You need access to water via non-electric means. In other words, you need to have freshwater springs or some way to get fresh water wherever you are. Number three, you need water filtration, including a gravity filter. And I'm telling you, the Berkey, it doesn't get any better than that. Those filters can be reused. I bought an extra set just in case, but that you can clean the filters and keep using them. Number four, soil, seeds, fertilizer, and tools for growing food. Number five, stored food to get you through, and don't forget freeze-dried fruits for nutrition. Number six, large volume of salt, and of course some spices like pepper and whatever. Number seven, cooking, boil water, a wood stove, solar oven, grain grinder, rocket stove, pans, pots, cups, you need all your cookware. Number eight, this is, in my opinion, the most important. You got to have a shelter, house, tent, cabin, RV, shack, whatever you can manage. Number nine, cordage, ropes, twine, string, fishing line, paracord, zip ties, bungee cords, rubber bands, all that good stuff. Number 10, fire starters. Magnesium, little magnesium strikers are really good. Stormproof matches, etc. I've got both. Number 11, knives, blades, edged weapons, hatchets, axe, mallet, sledgehammer. Number 12 is you need to foster a community around you. Make friends, visit farmers markets, establish relationships with like-minded people, because you're going to have to kind of get together for protection as the thing gets going on and on. Number 13, firearms and ammo. Maybe a 22 long rifle, 9mm, 5.56, whatever. Number 14, gold and silver for barter. Maybe some cash, barter items, alcohol, coffee, cigarettes, a 22 long rifle ammo, fuel seeds. Toilet paper is going to be very hard to get a hold of. Number 15, radio communications, including two-way and a hand-cranked radio. Number 16, stored fuel. This is where I'm big on diesel, because you can stick diesel in a 55-gallon drum and bury it, dig it up 20 years later, and it's still good. You can't do gasoline doesn't last a week now. It's terrible. And you got to wonder if that's what this whole putting ethanol in it was about to begin with. At least I wonder about that. Number 17, emergency medicine and antiseptics, including iodine, chlorine dioxide, colloidal silver, manuka honey, emergency dental, charcoal, ivermectin, all that good stuff. Number 18, you got to have bandaging, gauze, something to stop clotting, tourniquets, wound bandaging. Number 19, pandemic PPE, masks, visors, bodysuits, plastic sheeting, liquid sprayers. Number 20, herbs, essential oils, lavender, peppermint, oregano, tea tree oil. Number 21, honey, paraffin, glycerin, beeswax, vitamin E, things that you can make salves, lotions, and medicines with. Number 22, night vision, thermal observation equipment. There's some cheap stuff out there. I use a Carson digital night vision monocular. They're around $200, but you can't beat them, in my opinion, for the money. Hard to beat. Number 23, thermal blankets for anti-detection by thermal imaging, including drones and robots. Hadn't thought about that. It's a good point. Number 24, lights. You're going to need LED lights. You're going to need a lot of batteries, rechargeable batteries, headlamps, whatever. Number 25, perimeter defense and alert technology, motion sensing lights, and a dog. You need a dog. You need a good dog. Dogs are great. They will warn you. Number 26, ballistic vests, slings, and gear to carry magazines. Number 27, backup stash and bug out plan with a smaller version of your stuff at the bug out location. Number 28, a topography map where you're going to be, where your place is going to be, where your bug out place is. Printed maps of your area. Number 29, signaling equipment, mirrors, whistles, compass. Number 30, silent defense, crossbow, suppressed weapon with subsonic rounds so they can't hear you when you fire. Number 31, reference books, hard copy that has DIY projects, home for homesteading, food preservation, firearms assembly, disassembly. You need to get very proficient with your firearms, folks. I know ammo's expensive, but if you can't hit what you aim at, what's the point? Number 32, paper, pencils, erasers, pencil sharpeners, envelopes. Number 33, here we go, personal care products, toilet paper, hygiene products, eyeglasses, soap, deodorant, etc. Number 34, food preservation, drying, salting, canning supplies. Number 35, off-grid transportation method like a bicycle or a quadricycle. Number 36, a low-tech heat system like a wood stove, kerosene space heater, something like that. I bought one of the old military stoves that's maybe, 2.5 feet in diameter and maybe 3 feet tall. And it burns a little chunk of wood, maybe 4x4x4 you can stick in there. And excellent. You can cook on it. Puts out great heat. It's really good stuff. Number 37, OTC, over-the-counter medicine chest items like anti-itch, anti-diarrhea, painkillers, blood tests, bug spray, yada, yada, yada. 38, solar battery bank to charge and run devices, including batteries, flashlights, mobile devices. What I bought is I bought a bunch of rechargeable batteries, and I also have a rechargeable battery charger that I can hook to solar panels and charge my batteries. AA and AAA are the two I have. I have a couple of the Cs, but you really need AA and AAA more than the others. And with that being said, I'll finish this when we get back. I got to hit a 3-minute break. You're listening to Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1 WACV. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. I'm trying to get you up to speed about what I believe is coming. It's just my opinion, but I'm not the only one thinking this. Especially be prepared for a lights out situation for no power for months at a time. And I'm not joking. I'll be back.
Lake Kickback Ranch and Event Center. Be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331. We offer five lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team building venue. We offer seven venues. So you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.com.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Dip into our new coconut cream pie ice cream and imagine being stranded on a deserted island. Rich coconut French ice cream, flakes of coconut, tasty pie crust pieces, and a whipped topping swirl loaded with toasted coconut. You won't want to be rescued.
The good old days are being made right now.
For Bluebell ice cream at all Renfro's markets and Farmers IGA in Op.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hot house? Here are a few AC tips from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Check the breaker, verify thermostat settings, and replace filter. Still not working? Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm talking about a Mike Adams, 50 things you're going to need to get through this thing that's coming. And I believe we're at number 39. Well, actually, 38, solar battery bank to charge and run devices, including batteries, flashlights, mobile devices, etc. Number 39, off-grid electricity, whether that be a tractor, PTO, or diesel generator, or solar. Now, many, many years ago, maybe a decade ago, I bought a 10K generator head, which is just the part that makes the power. It doesn't have a motor to turn it. And I think I got it from Northern Industrial, and I paid like $800. 10K is, you know, that'll run your basics. That'll run your refrigerator, that might run the central air. It just depends. And while I'm talking about that, let me explain how this works. I know this because I studied generators when I worked at what's now my competitor, Montgomery Honda. We used to sell Honda generators. The way you determine how much power you need from a generator is you look at the devices you want to run, and you look at the amperage that's listed on the engine or the electric motor of these devices. Now, let's say you've got let's say your freezer uses 10 amps. All right, you got 120 volts, you got 10 amps. You multiply that together. Okay? That means that you need 1200 watts. Volts times amps equals watts. That tells you how much wattage you have to run that. So 10K will run a pretty good bit of stuff. So I bought a 10K generator head. Now I can, the place we have in the country has freshwater springs. We have a pond. We have an overflow pipe. I could make some kind of hydro setup to run it, but I also happen to have a small diesel motor that I'm right now I'm hooking the two together to make sure it'll run it under a full load. But diesels, if you can do it, diesel's the way to go. And that's what I'm trying to say. 40 spare batteries, chargers, 18650 batteries, and devices where possible. 41 sewing, repair, tape kits, glue, safety pins, clothespins so you can repair clothing. Number 42, rugged shoes, shoe repair equipment like shoe goo. 43, you need containers, buckets, barrels, bags, glass bottles, jars, medicine containers with tops, water pouches, trash bags for waste, and thick bags for human waste. Number 44, tools, electric and hand drills, voltmeters, hammers, shovels, rakes for gardening. You need barbed wire, you need T-post, saws, multi-tools. 45, aluminum foil, wax paper, parchment paper, plastic wrap. 46, you need something for plumbing repair. Crimps, cutters, connectors, some of that freaky little white tape stuff. 47, off-grid activities, radio shows, MP3 files, books, games, cards, something to keep you occupied, basically. 48, spare parts for whatever vehicles that you're going to use, whether that be, you know, car, bicycle, whatever. You need to have ways so if when they break, you can fix them. 49, fishing gear, rod, reel, string, hooks, etc. Number 50, in my opinion, is the most important. Hone your skills, your know-how. Start doing some projects. Learn how to repair and maintain everything you own. Learn how to, whatever gun you have, whatever rifle, whatever weapon you use, make sure you can take that thing apart and clean it. But most importantly, make sure that you can hit what you aim at, because that is indeed gun control when you hit what you aim at. All right, moving on. As all of my listeners should know, Arizona was indeed stolen. The Arizona election in 2020 was stolen from sitting President Donald J. Trump. Now, that's not a surprise to me, and it shouldn't be to any of you. Trump even told us that it was stolen. And I told you before the election that the powers that shouldn't be would do anything, including starting World War III, to prevent this man from reoccupying office. Now, I suppose we were fortunate that it didn't come to a thermonuclear war. But instead, they simply stole three major battleground states and, in turn, the presidential election. So with Arizona off the list of things to do, what's next? Well, I wish I thought it mattered, but I'm afraid it does not. So when the next two questionable spots are audited and it is found that they, too, have been stolen, what's going to happen? Will they take a chance that the people will submit to authority and once again trust the totally compromised and untrustworthy Supreme Court to make the right decision? With all that has become known since Donald Trump was illegally removed from office, people are waking up. And with the unconstitutional vaccine that doesn't protect us from the pandemic, that still has not yet met the legal criteria to even be called a damn pandemic, people are finally beginning to realize that all our purportedly elected officials are corrupt and none of them can be trusted. So do the powers that shouldn't be, do they take that chance? What will the people do when the Supremes are forced by their extorters to refuse to remove the tapioca bowl of pudding and replace him with the legitimately reelected President Donald J. Trump? Are there enough real Americans left in this targeted for destruction constitutional republic to make a difference? And will those real patriots have the wherewithal to stand up for what they believe in? Folks, that is the ultimate question. Because if you run this thing all the way out, there is but one slim chance that America will make it. One in 1,000. And the only chance we have is if the silent majority finally realizes that they have the power to stop this. They get off their butts and they stand up and do just that. But if that doesn't happen, we will be reliving arguably the worst chapter in the short history of this country. And that's another civil war. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go through a civil war because nothing good can come from it. We have to wake up. We have the power. Why do you think they keep bringing up racism? They want to keep us divided because if they keep us divided, they will win every time. Think about that. All right, preliminary results from an ongoing audit of some 2.1 million ballots cast in Arizona's most populous region, Maricopa County, that's home to Phoenix, reveals enough fraudulent ballots to overturn the tapioca bowl of puddings, quote, victory by orders of several magnitude. How about that? Among the audit's findings so far, 11,326 people in the county who voted in the November 3rd election were not on the voter rolls. How about that? This number is higher than the tapioca bowl of pudding's supposed statewide lead, in 84 air quotes, in Arizona of 10,457 votes. Additionally, more than 74,000 mail-in ballots were counted in the county, even though there is no recorded evidence of them being sent to the voters in the first place. Gee, what are the chances of that? Folks, we know they stole it. They know they stole it. Anybody with a pulse knows they stole it. I take that back. Anyone capable of critical thinking knows that it was stolen. They had to get the man out of power. They had to. So what's going to happen when, like I said, the next two, when they say, well, yeah, guess what? They were kind of stolen too, guys. You know, somebody called Joey's show earlier this week and said, well, we can forget about this one. We need to focus on the next election. No. No, I'm not I'm worried about this one because this one shouldn't have taken place. They stole the president, the office of the president. They stole it. I want them out. I want somebody in freaking prison, and I want Donald Trump back in the Oval Office. No, I'm not forgetting this one. No. When is somebody going to be held accountable? It just makes me so mad. Okay, let's do some blacklisted news. Student with the Guillain-Barre syndrome, aged 18, is denied admission to BYU Hawaii and loses $200,000 scholarship for refusing to get COVID vaccine after the doctor said it could worsen her condition. You know, and I think I said this on Greg's show, I don't like being told I have to wear a helmet when I ride a motorcycle. I don't like being told I have to buckle my seatbelt when I get behind the wheel of a car. But you know what? I do both of those things because I care about my life. And I don't have a $10 head, so I don't buy a $10 helmet. I have a very expensive carbon fiber helmet that will protect me if I go down in the case of a fall. I buckle my seatbelt just intuitively when I get behind the wheel of a car because I know a seatbelt can save my life. But it's not the government's business to demand I do that, to make me do that. And it damn sure ain't the government's, it's not their business to tell me I have to take a vaccine that's not really a vaccine, that's untested, unproven, and more people die from this vaccine than have died from what it's supposed to protect us from, which it doesn't. This is insanity, and I'm not taking it. Of course, we hear from the tapioca bowl of puddings administration, they're going to go door to door and inject us with this jab. No, they're not. Not down here. I wonder how many of them are going to die from gunshot wounds before they finally decide to just declare martial law. Because there's places in Crenshaw County, I dare them to go down there and try to give someone a jab they don't want. I dare them. Ain't going to happen in the South. The idiots up there may do it. We're not going to do it down here. I'm not doing it. I told you 2 years ago, this is where I draw my line in the sand. You're not vaccinating me against my will. No. It's not going to happen. Sorry, didn't mean to go off on that rant. A forest fire in Oregon is so huge that it's generating lightning storms. Unreal. Now, as I have told you, the reason that these fires are so hard to control is because all of the nano-aluminum that resides in the treetops thanks to some quarter of a century of chemtrails dropping nano-aluminum on top of them. Aluminum is an accelerant long been used in artillery shells, fireworks. It makes a hotter fire. That's why they can't put these wildfires out. Next story. This is a big surprise. Majority of physicians decline COVID shots, according to a survey. How about that? They know. Folks, they know. They know. They know what's going on. Mapping tyranny, the countries where a vaccination is mandatory. Of course, they're going to do this in France now. Macron is a scumbag. Most of them are. That's how they got there. How do you think they got so high in politics? Because they've sold their souls, folks. That's how. They are Luciferian psychopaths, and I'm not making that up. It's exactly what they are. It's